The world has always made fun of, sneered at, and downright vilified people it didn't understand. In fact, the world usually won't bother to discover the truth about such people. It is far too easy to write them off as being a renegade, a misfit, an aberration that doesn't fit into any of the recognized molds human beings use to classify their fellow man. Invariably, these people are branded weird or mad, and placed off in a corner by themselves. This was the case with PG. In many cases, renegades are relegated to their special corner of the world and forgotten. If they do manage to later succeed in their madness, they are then heralded and revered for their contrariness, and, in many cases, their rebelliousness is given as reason for that success. In PG's case, his madness not only made him wildly successful, but it gave rise to a totally new dimension in American journalism. PG was a true individualist who told the rest of the publishing world to kiss his pizza. He was going to print his publication his way. During the early experimental days of The Insider, PG gave the world a publication like it had never seen before. Although the content of the publication evolved over the years from a carnival sideshow into a lowbrow Reader's Digest, PG had ventured into a part of the American psyche where no other publisher had dared go. Yes, there were imitators, copycats, and naysayers, but, in the end, PG was the original. Not only did The Insider become successful beyond belief, but ultimately, PG was the poster child for tabloid publishing in America. One of the dominant characteristics of PG's renegade publishing style was that he saw no need for specialization. All around him, magazines were publishing stories confined to a single topic. These included fashion, finance, boating, politics, cooking, coin collecting, and any other of the myriad subjects human beings might be interested in. PG believed that a magazine should be for everyone, not just a select few. In his heart, I believe he felt there was a certain arrogance in specialization. As a result, he felt it was perfectly acceptable to publish a truly solid medical advice story alongside a story about some guy in the heartland who had been abducted by a UFO. Couldn't his readers use helpful medical information and, at the same time, have a sense of wonder about whether UFOs existed? In PG's mind, the two subjects weren't mutually exclusive. Or, he would print a story on how to remove stains from a tablecloth alongside a story of some guy who was almost killed by a grizzly in the backwoods of Alaska. PG had enough respect for his readers to understand that they had multiple interests. Down deep, I've always felt that PG fancied himself a man of the people.